Happy Wednesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. It's Fed Day, the last Fed Day of the year, and it's sure to be an exciting and interesting afternoon. So as always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's hop right in. Today's key macro question is today's likely hawkish cut by the Fed already priced in? In terms of the short answer, in the bond market, yes. In the stock market, no. In terms of the analytical nuance, dispersion among FOMC members regarding the level of the neutral policy rate, a bottoming U.S. economy that is poised to begin a multi-year above consensus acceleration in growth next quarter, a still flagging labor market, the K-shaped economy crisis, and increased media scrutiny regarding the nationwide affordability crisis are all contributing to a complicated monetary policy outlook beyond today's likely hawkish cut. This backdrop leaves investors without a compelling catalyst to chase already rich valuations, while simultaneously lacking a decisive macro trigger to sell forcefully, reinforcing the need for clear policy direction from the Fed, especially regarding the balance sheet. Per our December 9th leadoff morning note, while many investors are focused on the policy rate guidance, we remain hyper-focused on the Fed balance sheet. This week's gathering marks the first central bank meeting since the Fed halted quantitative tightening in response to indications that system-wide bank reserves may no longer be ample. Beyond committing to reinvesting maturing mortgage-backed securities into treasury bills, the Fed has not yet clarified its post-balance sheet runoff plans. The key issue is whether the financial system retains sufficient reserves to avoid the recurrent disruptions that often arise around quarter-end, year-end, and increasingly month-end, as evidenced by October of this year, when banks reduce repo market engagement to reinforce cash balances ahead of regulatory and tax-related cutoffs. We are in line with major Wall Street institutions in anticipating mounting year-end money market tightness, which we've argued may force the Fed to consider dovish policy actions that rebuild liquidity buffers in the $13 trillion repo market. All told, amid mounting political pressure to address the nationwide affordability crisis, the Trump administration may be inclined to pursue incremental fiscal stimulus. Even if they do not, the hawks on the FOMC may already be less inclined to counter developing stress in the repo market with permanent Fed balance sheet expansion. Temporary balance sheet expansion is just that, a temporary solution that does not sufficiently resolve the issue of not having enough liquidity sloshing around the financial sector to sustain the accumulation of hedge fund leverage and retail investor margin debt. As always, members of our global investor community can trust that our institutional grade risk management overlays, KISS and Dr. Mo, will help our portfolios navigate these emergent risks better than investors attempting to manage risk without systematic rules or relying on fundamental research alone. Transition to our 42 macro dashboard. As always, a wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled, "What if I don't have gold or Bitcoin products available in my retirement account?" It says, "Hello, DD. Thank you for putting together this incredible product. I have always been suspicious of financial professionals who advise to always stay invested, as am I. It never made sense to me to always stay invested in large drawdowns like we saw in 2008. Didn't make sense to me either. I understand the argument that you can't time the market and it's better to be invested than not for the long term, but you've proven there is a much better way, which is stay invested as long as research suggests it is likely to reward investors and get to the sideline when research suggests the risk is too high. It's like I've been searching for this product my whole investing career." So just pausing real quick. Thank you for the really kind feedback. We share a lot of the same sentiment that managing risk is better than not managing risk. I also agree that you can't time the market. Most people try to, you know, I think there's a big difference between trend following and market time. Market timing says, I think the market's going to do X, Y, Z. So I'm going to put the position on to say the market's going to do X, Y, Z. And ultimately that exposes your portfolio to type two error. Trend following is saying, hey, the market is already doing X, Y, Z. Let me participate, whether that be up or down in terms of increasing exposure or reducing exposure. And those limit your errors in your portfolio to type manageable type one errors, as opposed to the life altering and sometimes in Bernie Madoff's case, life ending type two errors. So time in the market is better than timing the market, but what's better than all of that is systematic risk management. Getting back into the question, I know you don't give individual investing advice, but how does one best align with the KISS model if they don't have access to gold or Bitcoin products in their account? That's something we wanted to keep each aspect of the model in a brokerage account. So if you have a brokerage account, of course you have access to Bitcoin and gold. It's going to be very difficult to find a brokerage account anywhere in the world without access to Bitcoin and gold. The issue is you may not have access to Bitcoin and gold in your your sort of retirement account. A lot of the 401k quote unquote solutions, whatever the hell that means, solutions with a heavy emphasis on the quotations, a lot of the 401k solutions out there that are being propagated to retail investors do not include gold or Bitcoin. That's not to say that all of them don't. There are plenty that do. I'm well aware that plenty that do, but some do not, many do not. And so the reality is, if you want exposure to gold, which we are using to help our client portfolios outrun financial repression, the likely financial pressure that we're likely to see in increasing quantities as we progress throughout this fourth turning, and we use Bitcoin to help our clients outrun monetary debasement, which we're also likely to see an increase in quantities as we progress throughout this fourth turning. So if you don't have access to those, core asset allocations, which in my opinion, I think there very much are core asset allocations as evidenced by Wall Street increasingly adopting what we've been telling them to adopt for years, which is having a core asset allocation of gold and Bitcoin. They're obviously lagging well behind us in percentage of portfolio terms, but they're moving in our direction, and we will expect them to continue moving in our direction for the foreseeable future. We're just going to be resting on the island they're all trying to travel to. But anyway, get that aside. If you can't find exposure to gold or Bitcoin in your account, then you need to create some sort of synthetic exposure to the extent you want to, try to track KISS as closely as possible. So one way we've seen investors in our community achieve synthetic exposure to gold and Bitcoin. I'm not recommending this. We don't make recommendations. I'm just communicating what we've seen in our community. One way some of the investors in our community have achieved synthetic exposure to gold is via gold miners. For example, the GDX ETF is one way you can do that. But be aware, the gold miners are more, they have higher beta and higher volatility than the gold. So you need to beta adjust the position. So for example, if you want a, let's say 30% position in gold to achieve the same essentially target allocation for gold miners, you would have to divide that 30% position in gold. You have to divide that 30% position by the beta of gold miners relative to gold. So I think the last time I ran the trailing 6-month beta analysis is like 1.5 or 1.6. So you'd have to divide 30 divided by 1.5 or 1.6 to get to an appropriate level of exposure that factors in the higher beta and higher volatility of the asset class, of the gold miner asset class relative to the underlying gold price. Same thing with Bitcoin miners. They have all these Bitcoin treasury products. Obviously, they're causing investors a lot of angst this year, as I said they would, by the way. Bitcoin treasury products do not equal Bitcoin. You have to recognize that you're gaining the synthetic exposure to an asset class that is not ever going to truly mimic the underlying asset class. Now, it could be highly correlated to the asset class, which is essentially what you're trying to achieve, but don't ever buy a gold miner assuming that you're getting exposure to gold. Don't ever buy a Bitcoin treasury product assuming you're getting exposure to Bitcoin. What you're getting when you buy a gold miner is exposure to gold miners. What you're getting when you buy a Bitcoin treasury product or a Bitcoin miner is exposure to Bitcoin treasury products and Bitcoin miners. So just be aware of that as an investor. And so ultimately you need to beta adjust the position sizing, as I detailed earlier, to, at the bare minimum, kind of reduce the excess risk, units of risk that you would be taking in your portfolio by trying to achieve this synthetic exposure. So hopefully that was helpful. Again, I'm not making, to me, I think the thing you should be doing is just buying stocks, gold, Bitcoin, as KISS is telling you to do, in my opinion. Again, not to this particular customer, but to our broader community. In my opinion, I think that's the best asset allocation mix out there. Risk-managed stocks, gold, Bitcoin is the best asset allocation out there to survive the accelerated financial repression, monetary debasement, and accelerated productivity growth that we're likely to see over the next 5 to 10 years plus. I told you that. Paul Tudor Jones told you that. Ray Dalio's told you that. Jeff Gundlach has told you that. So I don't know how many billionaire investors and smart macro risk management service providers need to tell you that, but I wouldn't keep waiting if you haven't made the choice to participate in KISS. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our macro minute for December 10th, 2025, Fed Day. Everyone have a wonderful day. Hopefully we'll all have a wonderful day. We'll see what happens. But anyway, I will catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro research content. 42 Macro research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.